Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this program, and we appreciate you listening to AFR throughout the day. Walker Wildman joining me to co-host this program. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be on the show.
Dr. Ray Pritchard's in Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing well. Weather in Kansas City is what?
Oh, man, it's bright blue skies, and we're up to a sunny and warm 34 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So anything above freezing right now is good, right?
So is your bike ride in the oft for today?
I went yesterday, and it was 43 degrees when I went yesterday, but I was bundled up like the abominable snowman, and I survived it, so maybe, you know, maybe this afternoon I'll go out again.
Well, Fred Jackson, news director for American Family Radio on OneNewsNow.com. You ride bikes, Fred?
No.
Well, you can't ride multiple bikes. I don't know why I said that.
I have.
Do you ride one bike at a time, Fred?
I have question. In the past, yeah. But no, I kind of gave that up.
Uh-huh. Do you have an accident or?
No, the streets are so rough in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Makes it really uncomfortable to ride a bike.
Yeah, you probably find bike paths, don't you, Ray? Or
that's all I ride now, because exactly what Fred said. Plus, there's some drivers out there who are just.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't like bikers at all.
Some drivers you don't want to be on the road with.
That's exactly right.
So it's you take your life into your own hands just to get a 20-minute exercise on some of these roads.
I'd rather face the snakes on the bike trail than the crazies on the road.
That makes
sense. Well said.
Yes, absolutely.
Well said.
Well, folks, thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Walker, you want to tell folks how they can engage with this show on the internet?
Yeah, we're on YouTube and Facebook, if you haven't already known that. We're on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in our show name, Today's Issues, and you can find us there on YouTube and Facebook. You can live stream the show there, live video stream the show. Also, check out our website, afr.net. All the great content you hear on Today's Issues, you can get on our website.
And it is great content.
It is, every day.
Mm-hmm. So check it out. We podcast.
We do podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can download the
Today's
Issues
podcast. How long does it take to
podcast.
Download a podcast? I don't do that much.
Depends on your internet connection, but you know, most phones, you can have it to where it automatically downloads every time there's a new podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's the simplest way. Mm-hmm. We have several thousand people a day who listen to this program and American Family Radio.
And the great thing about a podcast is you can download it and listen to it later.
When it's convenient.
And even if you don't have internet, you know, if you're on a flight or something, or off the grid, so
to speak.
That's
true.
Traveling through an area with not good internet reception, you can download the podcast.
So once a podcast is downloaded, it's there.
Yep.
So you don't have to have, so you can, like you said, you can watch it anytime you want to, or listen anytime.
Yeah.
You want to. Well, take advantage of that. I know, as I say, I don't know, I got the report yesterday, hundreds of thousands of people every month listen to one of our shows or multiple shows here on American Family Radio via podcast.
Yes.
So. Yeah, I need to brag on one new thing we just added is we added the One News Now newscast that you hear at the top of each hour, the 4 to 5 minute newscast. We added that as a podcast so folks can get what they hear from American Family News once an hour. They can get that on their phone on demand whenever they want it.
We update that about 3 times a day, so it's a fresh newscast, and it's taken off like wildfire, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. Mm-hmm. And it's, as Walker points out, it's kind of the convenience. Not everybody can be listening to their radio at exactly the top of the clock.
Right.
So if you miss the newscast, you can go to onenewsnow.com, go over on the right-hand side, click on the podcast, and you got your newscast, and you can stop and go back and play the story again if you want to. If you didn't get the details, so it's
easy enough to find there, Walker.
Very easy. Just as onenewsnow.com is the website, you can get it on their homepage right there, bottom right hand corner. But you can also download it on your phone.
Okay, there you go, folks. Hey, a lot of things happening in our world. The President of the United States is in Europe. We'll talk about his trip in just a few minutes here on AFR and on today's issues. But what's leading the news for us here this morning?
What's leading the news this morning is American Family Association.
Right. That would be us.
That is us. And people who have been listening over the last several days know what's going on with Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And our concerns have been raised. And, Tim, you have sent off a letter today.
Yeah, we decided, and my name is signed to it, to send a letter as president of this ministry to Dan Cathy,
yes,
who's the chairman and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Corporation. Mm-hmm. You know, the story's been in the news the last 10 days about Chick-fil-A and their decision to not fund, to not fund the Salvation Army or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes any longer, and instead switch their funding to pro-LGBT organizations like Covenant House, for example. And so we wanted Dan Cathy, as told Franklin Graham originally a few days ago, that no, this was incorrect, that they were going to continue to support Christian ministries. And then Franklin Graham came back Sunday, I guess it was, and sort of walked back his support of Dan Cathy, basically agreeing with the criticisms that Chick-fil-A was, in fact, moving.
Yes,
right.
Moving their how would you describe it?
Moving their funding away from groups like FCA and Salvation Army.
Listen, folks. With all due respect to Mr. Cathy and his family and their heritage with Chick-fil-A, he appears every day this goes by, Dan Cathy appears to have caved to the LGBT crowd and the activists and the criticisms. I don't know how else to say it. I don't like saying that. Chick-fil-A is a wonderful company, great food service, it's clean, efficient, it's the epitome. Of what a restaurant chain should be like. So all that is true, but it's also true to say it appears as the days go by here that Dan Cathy has caved on the homosexual issue. And unless he comes out and straightens things out, that's how this is being interpreted by millions of people across the country. So I wrote a letter to Dan Cathy December 2nd, and we've posted this letter. This is a letter I wrote, and we posted it on our website, including the story at onenewsnow.com.
Correct.
I won't read the whole thing, but basically what we're asking Mr. Cathy to do is this. And by the way, we had 100,000 people sign our petition to Chick-fil-A in a week. All right. But it says will Chick-fil-A, this is to Dan Cathy, will Chick-fil-A publicly state that it does not believe that the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are hate groups because of the ministry's beliefs about sexuality, marriage, and family? And number two, will you publicly state that Chick-fil-A will not hesitate to fund these two ministries again should the opportunity arise in the future? So this is very simple, and Dan Cathy could take care of the public relations problem he has now with millions of people by simply addressing these two questions. It'd take about 5 minutes, and it would restore people's who's been supporting Chick-fil-A for their stand. It would give us a reason to stay with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Support of the company. But the days are going by here, Ray, and I can only describe Dan Cathy's actions or inactions as he's hiding under his desk.
You know, Tim, I thought Franklin Graham's statement over the weekend, in essence, walking back his earlier blanket endorsement of Chick-fil-A, I thought it was a very telling thing for Franklin Graham to do. We're all concerned because more and more facts are coming out. It seems like every day or two we're finding out more and more about what's going on at Chick-fil-A. Let me make three quick points. Number one, we didn't start this. It's
right.
not like we woke up and said, hey, let's make an issue with Chick-fil-A. They started it by announcing this change of policy. Number two, and you said eloquently, Dan Cathy, he's the only person who can set this straight,
yes.
not some lower-level functionary. But if he would come out and make a, you said 5 minutes, he could do it in 2 minutes,
right?
Very simple statement. And number three, we're not telling him how to run his company. We're not asking him to fire anybody. Your request, and they're very, very, they're modest, in my opinion, basically say that the Salvation Army and FCA and whatever, Paul Anderson Youth Home and whatever others were named, number one, those are not hate groups because, my friends, they are not hate groups. They are wonderful organizations.
Right.
And number two, simply say that they are eligible for funding in the future. That's very simple.
Yes. Yeah. If he doesn't say that, if Dan Cathy doesn't say that, then you know what? The criticisms, this is what it appears to be, and that is a caving.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Short of Dan Cathy, let's say, this is very simple. As you say, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes this would take Dan Cathy, the chairman of and CEO of Chick-fil-A, to resolve.
And by the way, let me just ask, is it correct to say, isn't it, guys, we haven't heard hide nor hair of him, right? He hasn't said anything.
I don't know what he's doing.
Not a word.
No.
I mean, since they put out this press release 2 weeks ago, their spokespersons have made off-the-record comments, but no one will go on the record and respond to anything regarding the original press release. Not one single clarification, add comment, etc.
It's the worst handling of a public relations situation I've seen in a long time from a major corporation.
Yeah.
Unless Dan Cathy and those around him are saying this storm will pass in a few weeks and we'll move on with our business. And that may be true. I'm sure it will. It'll be off the front page, so to speak. But right now, I can't say it any other way. And it pains me to say this, but for many in the Christian community who have supported Chick-fil-A over the years for their Christian, for their Christian values,
mm-hmm.
there's a real sense of betrayal here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I use that word.
I think that's largely what's driving the frustration amongst us here is this is not just another company moving liberal.
Mm-hmm.
This is a company that the founder was a believer, operated his company accordingly. Everyone in the Christian community loved it.
Mm-hmm.
We defended him. We defended Chick-fil-A every time they were criticized.
Yes.
We defended them. Chick-fil-A didn't even have to defend itself.
No.
The past 7 years.
No.
We've done it for them.
Yes.
And they're the number three food chain in the country because of that. And then this occurred.
My letter is posted at two places, onenewsnow.com
mm-hmm.
and also on our Today's Issues Facebook page. Today's Issues Facebook page. There's still time. I think we can still pray for Mr. Cathy to do the right thing, but the days are passing
mm-hmm.
and he's not saying anything. And it's a shame, quite frankly. And I think he owes those who supported Chick-fil-A since 2012. What happened, if you don't remember, Dan Cathy said in 2012 that he believed marriage was between one man and one woman, and he believed in what the Bible had to say about that. Well, the LGBT crowd just came down on his head, on Dan Cathy's head, and he was shook up. And he immediately said, hey, these are my own personal views. They don't reflect the views of the Chick-fil-A Corporation. I may be paraphrasing what he said, but I basically got the essence of what he said right. Well, it was that time that the people in the Christian community said, we support what you said. You didn't say anything wrong,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to show appreciation for your stand by having Chick-fil-A Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mike Huckabee organized.
A boycott. A boycott.
Yeah, but Mike Huckabee. And you remember that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's just disappointing. Hopefully, I'm still hopeful, but my hope's waning.
We brought this up in my Sunday school class last Sunday, and most people in the room were familiar with this current controversy. And as one person kind of said, he rubbed his fingers together and said, because I was saying, what's this all about? Money. Well, I'm afraid that's what it's about.
Well, it could be. Of course, businesses are made to make, they want to make money, and Chick-fil-A has done it. They're killing it. I mean, they're making a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the money that Chick-fil-A has made has been by garnering the customers they've gotten since 2012 because of their stand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of it, but mm-hmm. a large portion of it
mm-hmm.
has been because of their and so they seemingly are turning their backs on those people to try to recruit, I call them the God haters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to say it. And maybe they're wanting to go into Canada and Europe and they can't go in there with this image of being anti-LGBT. And they're not anti-LGBT. I'm talking about the...
they'll serve anybody.
They'll serve right? anybody. And they even...
you want
they don't,
chicken, they'll sell you chicken.
Nor do they discriminate on hiring.
Right.
Right.
They don't. So what happens, and this is not just Dan Cathy, but what happens with a lot of people who are in high-profile positions, and they are Christians, but the world comes at them, these LGBT activists come at them, I wrote a column about this last week, with the accusation that they're haters. This happened to Drew Brees, the quarterback from New Orleans Saints a few weeks ago. You remember, Drew Brees is a wonderful Christian example for young men and is a, you know, strong, outspoken believer. But but he was criticized by an LGBT newspaper in New Orleans for working with the Focus on the Family organization about Bring Your Bible to School Day. Right? You remember that?
Right. That's exactly
and,
right.
And they said, you're working with a hate group. And immediately Drew Brees began to go into freakout mode and it felt like he needed to explain to the world why he's not a hater. But I'm saying they do this to Christians, and when Christians have got to not accept the bait, okay, we've got to say, hold on just a minute. This is what Drew Brees should have done, with all due respect to Drew Brees. He should have said, listen, Focus on the Family is not a hate group, and I don't hate anybody. We're talking about bringing your Bible to school, and that's what I'm promoting. And so I reject your premise. I reject your criticism. And what's your next question?
Hmm.
That's just, it should have been like that. Instead, he was spooked.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens over and over again. Happened to Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Daigle, the singer, she freaked out. And she said, I don't know if homosexuality is a sin or not. I can't say. I mean, it was pathetic.
Yeah.
Huh? And she's a wonderful singer. I'm sure she loves the Lord. But on this question, she folded quick. And Beth Moore, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Moore went back to a previous book she wrote and took out the criticism of homosexuality and was asked, do you still believe that this is a sinful behavior? And she would not answer. I'm just saying, a lot of these Christian, I know when Joel Osteen was asked about it, he said it's gay marriage. He said it's not God's best. What kind of answer is that?
Huh? What does that even
yeah.
mean?
I know it's just I know that it's a tough world to stand up to these people in today, but we can't have people who are Christian. Supposedly mature Christian public figures just absolutely caving before and accepting the criticism of the LGBT and the left on this. Here's the bottom line reason. Well, maybe not the bottom line reason. The bottom line is you better be fearful of
yes.
of God because you're denying the Bible, okay? You may not think you are, but you're denying the Bible when you run away from this issue. And I'm not saying Christians go looking for a fight. We don't need to go looking for a fight, but the fight's going to come to you, especially if you're a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
And when that moment comes, you don't fold. Okay? You don't fold on the Bible. But let me tell you what this eventually leads to. We didn't intend to go this long on this issue, but this is very important. there are many people in political power and many in the LGBT activist groups who are pressuring our politicians and business leaders. And again, I don't want to disparage all lesbian and gay people on this, because there are many lesbian and gay people who don't agree with the activism of the hardcore folks on this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They
don't agree with what their fellow lesbian and gays are doing either. However, there's a powerful force in this country that wants to outlaw Christianity.
Yes.
I'm talking about they want to say that if you criticize homosexuality in a sermon, then you will be put in jail. Okay? If American Family Radio, any other Christian radio, has a message saying that this is sinful behavior and must be repented of, as the Bible says all sexual immorality is, then we'll strip you of your license.
That's right.
We'll take away your radio license.
That's right.
Okay. That's what I mean by the criminalization of Christianity. Well, when our brothers and sisters fold on this issue and agree with the left that what we are saying is hateful, then they're selling us out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And also are throwing us under the bus, whatever metaphor you want to use. And eventually, they think they're trying to get away from controversy. But no, these people won't. They're not even accepting this action by the Chick-fil-A Corporation. It's not enough.
No.
Walker?
Yeah, GLAAD put out a statement.
Who's GLAAD?
Gay Lesbian
Alliance Against Defamation.
Yeah. They put out a statement that Chick-fil-A, this is not good enough that Chick-fil-A stopped giving to Salvation Army and FCA. Rather, Chick-fil-A should now give to homosexual activist groups who work to criminalize Christianity.
Right. Yes. And they also mentioned something about employment guarantees. Now, they have a non-discrimination policy.
Who does? All of, yeah, Chick-fil-A and others.
Chick-fil-A. But here's the thing. We know these, you know, the transgender people are pushing this envelope.
Yeah. Right.
So what happens someday when a guy in a dress comes in to apply for a job at Chick-fil-A?
Right.
So well, what are they going to do?
Well, they do have uniforms. That's what they call them. All people have to wear that basically look the same. But yeah, I see your point. Well, we just need. The bottom line is here. Dan Cathy today needs to come out and clarify the position of his company. Otherwise, it is what the criticisms are, and that is a caving to the LGBT. Crowd, because this takes about 2 minutes. As for, I said five, this takes about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Or just a public statement.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
right.
even, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's really a tragedy. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Walker, Fred, and Ray is with us. We're going to take our break a little early here. And then we got other news. I mentioned that our president is in Europe. Fred will tell us why when we get back from the break. And just another quiet day for the Trump presidency. Huh? I'm sure the president's doing some sightseeing and shaking some hands. And, huh?
No.
Trying to stay away from controversy. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, our guest will be Abraham Hamilton III.
The Lord has a way of communicating his truth in powerful ways. And the thing is that J.K. Dobbins' life isn't valuable because he can run a 4.3. His life is valuable because he's made in the image of God.
We'll also have news headlines and analysis from American Family News. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
You know, most tours of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., don't include the spiritual heritage of our country, the Christian history of our nation, the people, the places, the events that God used to birth America. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. My friend, historian Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, goes with us on these tours, and he talks all along the way. He tells you about the people, the places, the events, and he does so from a Christian perspective. So you're invited to join us on one of these spiritual heritage tours in 2020 in June and September. We also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour if you want to do that as well. So for all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, simply the website spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure.
Place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. A new word has been introduced into the national lexicon, narwhal, a medium-sized whale with a single giant tusk, known as the unicorn of the sea. Legend has it the tusk is known for its magical powers, but it's also useful in a terrorist attack. On Friday, a Muslim terrorist fatally stabbed two people on the London Bridge near historic Fishmongers Hall. Several bystanders jumped into action. One man, a Polish chef, grabbed a narwhal tusk. The attacker was eventually gunned down by police. Authorities are not releasing the chef's name for security reasons, but we know that he was stabbed in the attack, treated, and released from a nearby hospital. No doubt his bravery helped prevent even more people from being injured. The Polish government plans to award him a medal for courage and sacrifice. And maybe Queen Elizabeth might be willing to honor the chef as a narwhal knight. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Well, my dilemma here is, do I continue to talk on live national radio, or do I continue to dig in my popcorn bag, which is absolutely some of the best popcorn I've ever had in my life?
Go for the popcorn.
You think so?
Yeah, well, maybe want to meet you.
Okay, Ray, you're not helping me.
Oh, hey, good popcorn is hard to find.
I'm telling you what. All right. Here, Walker, have one.
I'm okay. Okay. I may need to do the talking while you eat your popcorn.
I'm about through. Hold on just a minute. Man, that's some good popcorn right there.
Where'd you get the popcorn?
Well, we got a popcorn machine here at the office.
We call it Obama corn because it's free. Or at least it's free for the people eating it.
Yeah, it's a benefit for our employees, and Walker's right. We refer to it as Obama corn. And it is. Well, you'll have some next week when you're down here.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It's some good popcorn. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Walker, Fred, and Ray. And most Tuesdays, when she can, Sandy joins us, Sandy Rios, Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association. So Sandy represents our ministry in our nation's capital, and she's also host of the program each weekday morning, Sandy Rios in the Morning from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time, and she joins us now. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim. You're making me hungry.
I'm telling you, I wish I could virtually give you some of this. But
we can do everything else online. Why can't we, share popcorn?
I don't know. Yeah. One day, maybe, we'll be able to do that. Hey, Fred, you had a question for Sandy here?
Yes. Tomorrow, Sandy, the House Judiciary Committee headed by arch-conservative Gerald Nadler.
Sarcasm meter is just tilted on Fred.
And we already know that the Democrats have called in three law professors, I think they are. And Ken Starr, former independent counsel Ken Starr, was interviewed on Fox and Friends this morning. Sandy, I want you to hear his comment. These three have been chosen for one special reason. I think they all hate Trump right out of the chute. They've already spoken out against Trump long before the July phone call to the Ukrainian leader. So this is the kind of witnesses that, and I don't even know if you want to call them witnesses, that Gerald Nadler has called. Here's what Ken Starr had to say. This is going to be cut number four. Here's what Ken Starr had to say about this panel that you're going to hear from tomorrow.
Well, these are very distinguished academics. There's no question about their credentials. I know Pamela Karlan extremely well. We're on programs together. You mentioned Jonathan Turley, et cetera. Each has something to say. Now, that's the good part. Here's the bad part. They're coming there to be scholars. At the same time, each has taken a public position on the impeachment of this president. So what we're not going to have tomorrow is dispassionate constitutional analysis. That would be helpful to the process, helpful to the country. Instead, we're going to have very politically engaged academics, 3-1, yeah. 3 in favor of impeachment and 1 not in favor, and I think that's not good.
Yeah, and the one who is not in favor of impeachment is Jonathan Turley, fairly well known.
And he's a Democrat.
And he's a Democrat.
He's fair, but he's a Democrat.
So, Sandy, is it any wonder why the president in London this morning, he's there for this NATO summit, was just asked once again, and once again he's saying this is just a hoax. It's a witch hunt. There's no credibility to any of this.
You know, at this point, it's no wonder that he says that. I think most of us that are paying attention feel the same way, and yet it keeps going, doesn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, with the testimony, all right, let's go back. The facts related to President Trump's alleged involvement with Russia have all been disproven. The very core, the very reason why an investigation was ever begun has been debunked, and now we think it's possible it was Ukraine. It's more than possible, likely, that Ukraine was working with the DNC and Hillary Clinton to help destroy President Trump. So all the facts are just crumbling. Everything they've thrown at him, the hearings last week, impeachment inquiry hearings, if you really get down into the weeds, the witnesses are not credible. The things that they said don't hold water, and the things they actually accuse the president of are just, it is ridiculous to claim that these are high crimes and misdemeanors. They're not even wrong. The president has a right to do what even they allege that he did, that he's defending. I didn't do it. He could do quid pro quo. Every foreign leader and secretary of state has done that since the beginning of the republic. We give money to people that do what we think they should do, and we withhold it if we think their behavior, that's not unusual. It's not impeachable. My point is that, Fred, it doesn't seem like the truth or the facts mean anything. The left just... They build impressions. They use sound bites. They play on emotions. They don't work with facts. And so we keep coming back with facts, and they keep coming back with emotions and posturing and sound bites. And it's just it's like trying to play cards with someone who cheats. That's all I can say. And that's kind of what we have.
Sandy, the only reason the Democrats, I believe, are getting away with this is because we have a media today that basically they sit in the laps of the Democrats and repeat anything that the Democrats want.
Yeah, that was an accusation made by a reporter in Breitbart about Lisa Page's interview with Daily Beast.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't ask her a single, they just turned her loose to vent. Mm-hmm. And they printed all of her venting. They never asked her any hard questions.
And Sandy, this is Walker, my memory is correct, the Daily Beast was the outlet that published originally the Russian dossier.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right.
So imagine them not asking her questions.
Yeah. Well, yes, and they, for instance, the kind of questions they didn't ask was she's claiming that her email with her lover Peter Strzok were taken, or texts were taken out of context. and they were used against her for political purposes. They were taken out of context, and yet she refuses to let them, as far as she's able to stop it, release all of her text with him so that we can get the context. Plus, we know there was a second phone that was used in their interactions, and Mueller and his team scrubbed all of the text messages on that phone before they turned it back over to justice. Now, Lisa Page probably still has those texts from Peter Strzok. She could, if she wants us to get context, she could actually help by letting us see the all of their texts. But see, it's just it doesn't make sense, and Daily Beast doesn't come back and ask questions like that. Or why was she fired from Mueller's team? If she did nothing wrong, why was she fired?
Right.
Yeah, so it goes on.
So, Sandy, where does this leave us in terms of what's going to happen in the hearings, I guess, this week? It seems to me so far that there's been a lot of talk, maybe a little bit of smoke, but no fire at all. Where does this leave us? It seems to me that the president is virtually untouched in terms of real trouble by these impeachment hearings. Have they laid a glove on him, or has he come out basically, as they say, smelling like a rose so far?
Well, I think that he has, but to try to extrapolate from that he hasn't been injured in any way, is that would be false, and so is the country. So damaged by the obstruction, just this one thing. He's over there during this turbulent time trying to work with France, the European Union, trying to work with Turkey, who now has an Islamic leader. It's very complicated, and he's trying to do this on behalf of our country, plus negotiate with the Chinese, who are stealing all of our secrets while we're trying to do trade deals with them. He has a lot to do, could I just say? Mm-hmm. And so what are they doing? They're holding trial on impeachment while he's out of the country, knowing full well he'll be meeting with NATO and our NATO allies the same day they're doing that. This is insidious.
Yes.
It's dangerous. And the other part of this is that there is so much work to be done. Mm-hmm. Does anybody think that the country has any problems that need to be addressed by Congress? Maybe health care? Mm-hmm. Maybe the border?
Yeah.
Maybe our incredible debt that just keeps climbing? Do you think maybe they might want to think about that instead of impeaching this president? But no. So it's very deadly and damaging, but it's damaging to all of us, yes, not just President Trump.
You know, Sandy, to your point that you just made a moment ago, that whilst the president is abroad in London trying to do things about NATO and get balance in funding of NATO and all of these sorts of things, this is what the Democrats are up to back home. And Ken Starr, the independent counsel Ken Starr, former independent counsel Ken Starr, addressed that this morning. He says, Democrats continue this impeachment while the president is overseas. It's appalling. Cut number five.
I believe, and I'm just going to use a very harsh word, it's scandalous that this process of impeachment is proceeding in a public way this week. It is, I think, outrageous, a great disservice to our country. Shame on them for not. We have continuances and trials all the bloody time. So why would you do this? It is such a, and Carl put it very well, a stick in the eye of the president. But I think it's a stick in the eye of the United States of America. This is a time to be patriotic, to wish our president well. There was once a time when we said, foreign policy disputes stop at the water's edge. That means when the president is on the world stage, he's the president of all of us, whatever we think, good or ill, of the president.
I don't think it's too strong a statement, Sandy, to say these Democrats hate this president so much that they don't care about what he's trying to do for the nation when he's on these conferences overseas.
Well, to add to that point, Fred, is that they don't want him to accomplish anything overseas. Their interest, just to be very clear, is into taking power. They're willing to do anything to take power, and they've calculated, at least at this point, that if they continue this proceeding, see, I don't know how this is going to play out. I think maybe Walker, maybe you can give me the number, but I'm trying to think how many Democrats need to be peeled off to not vote for impeachment. I think it's 13, 17?
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
That's their margin there. You need, I think, 216 votes to pass something in the House for a majority, and they have roughly 230-something Democrats.
Well, and it's, there was a time when I would have said, maybe even a month ago, that the Democrats will stick with Nancy Pelosi and the plan no matter what. But the polls are changing. And whatever it is you're hearing in the public polls, trust me, it's worse. The reality is worse.
Yeah.
So are they really, really going to gamble losing the House in 2020 by pushing this thing through? I really don't know. I mean, because it's kind of a, I can't think of a nice word. I thought of a bad word. But I would just say it's a toss-up. I'll put it that way. Nancy Pelosi, if she does not push impeachment, could very well lose her leadership position because of the number of leftists that are in her caucus.
Mm. You're listening? So, yeah. All right. Well, listen, Sandy. Hey, one other question I have for you, related to President Trump, but I was reading where the president is receiving almost 35% of support from the African-American community in two polls, the Rasmussen and Emerson polls. I'm familiar with Rasmussen, not so much with Emerson. But that was kind of stunning to me that I don't know what percentage will end up voting for the president of the black vote, but this has to be alarming for Democrats. Don't you think?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I heard it said, and it's probably true, that you cannot win now the presidency without a substantial support of the black community. Mm-hmm. And so,
and large turnout, not just percentage. Not just percentage, because the Democrats, you know, typically vote around 85 to 90% for the black voters do.
And Tim, you know what? I would venture that when they say 35%, now I don't know who that is, if that's likely voters or, you know, all black Americans based on a sampling. The people that are least likely to come out and vote, I would think, in 2020 are the ones who do not support him. I don't think they're going to be, you know, like pumped over Elizabeth Warren
or even Joe Biden.
And so the ones that are saying, absolutely admitting in a poll that they support President Trump, they're going to vote.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reading.
So I think that will change things a little.
I'm reading from the One News Now, which is our news service. I'm reading from our story on this, which is on the front page, right, Fred? Mm-hmm. And it says that two recent polls showing black support for Trump has literally skyrocketed during his first term. Surveys from both Rasmussen and Emerson show support hovering around 34%. An unprecedented number for a Republican president after decades of black voters reliably supporting the Democrat Party. Again, who knows how this will play itself out at the polls a month ago.
Yeah.
Well
said.
Or something like that. Anyway, 11 months from now. But this is, if you're a Democrat party strategist, you're probably shocked by this and alarmed by this, because as we say, you get the Democrat, whoever the candidate is, has got to have a huge turnout for the African American community, and they've got to not only have a huge turnout, they've got to have a very high percentage of them vote for their candidate. So if a Republican, if Donald Trump's able to pull off 20% of the African American vote, and the African American vote is depressed, right, because they're not enthused about who the Democrats are putting up, then that's going to be very costly.
I also heard it. Now this is an indication. I don't have a poll, but that the Hispanic voters, American Hispanic voters, are also
same thing.
Yes, exactly.
Same thing. Well, I think it has to do a lot with the economy doing so well for both the black community and the for all Americans.
Yes,
I think a lot of it has to do with that. All right, listen, Sandy. Thanks so much.
And you're very welcome.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you guys. And save me some popcorn.
Okay, we will do that.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Hey, we need to send Sandy some popcorn for Christmas, probably.
You know, it's out of the machine out there.
Well, can we keep it fresh? You know a way to keep it fresh?
We can overnight it.
Yeah, right. Overnight it, FedEx. That's right.
A lot of people do that. I get a big can of popcorn for Christmas. Caramel or caramel, whatever you prefer. Mm-hmm. And then the cheese.
The cheddar. Oh, that's an incredible mix right there.
Yeah. But that you got to have a lot of napkins on hand right there.
That's right.
For that cheddar, that cheese, and then your regular popcorn. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Speaking of Christmas, which we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ around the world, and we have with us Brother Jerry Lawson, who is the pastor of the Enon Presbyterian Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. He was with us last year. Jerry is he's a big fan, maybe the number one fan of our Christmas buttons, and so we've invited him in to talk to us about it. How you doing, Brother Jerry?
If I was doing any better, I'd be in heaven with Jesus right now.
Amen. Now, did I get the name of your church right?
Enon Cumberland Presbyterian Church.
Yes. Now, the Cumberland Presbyterian Church denomination, tell me about the origins of that. Where is that? Because I'm familiar with the PCA, Presbyterian Church in America. And I've heard of the Cumberland, but I don't know where you fall in that.
We were kind of excommunicated from the Presbyterian Church over some issues back in the early 1800s and 1810 in West Tennessee in the Cumberland Mountains.
You're basically a Christian criminal.
This is true. Okay. This is true. But it's amazing some of the issues that we kind of got excommunicated over become mainstream today. That often happens.
Okay. Hmm. So, but the Cumberland Presbyterian Church denomination is mostly found in the South?
It is. Okay. It is. Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us about our the American Family Association's Christmas Button campaign.
Well, I tell you that it...
we're all wearing our buttons here.
So
go to Facebook or YouTube and look at us here. We're all four... you can't see Ray. He's in Kansas City. He's off camera. But the four of us, we're all GQ models at one time. So, but if you can get past that and look at the buttons here, then the buttons we're each wearing the buttons. Sorry, go ahead, Jerry.
Tim, I say if your heart's not in it, you can't win it. Mm. And I have a passion for these buttons, and I have cultivated a relationship with so many people and institutions in Ackerman. Now, when Christmas begins to come in the air, people come asking me, are we going to have buttons or wristbands or what are we going to have this year? Mm-hmm. And whether it's the government agencies down there, the hospital, nursing home, everybody wants a button in Ackerman and Choctaw County. And I've given out enough buttons down there to put a button on every person in that county.
And the buttons this year say what, Walker?
Yes, they say Jesus, he came for you.
He came for
and
you.
And then Merry Christmas at the bottom with Jesus in a manger.
Yeah, this all started about 12, 15 years ago. Folks, you remember the war on Christmas started in our country, and a lot of people were trying to get rid of the word Christmas and change everything over to just a generic holiday celebration. And there's nothing wrong with the word holiday. It means holy days, actually. But the seculars don't know that yet. But they were trying to get rid of Christmas because Christmas reminds people, well, the very word says Christ, right? So it reminds people of Jesus Christ, and the secular progressives don't want that. They don't like that, so they're trying to get rid of the word Christmas and replace it with something else. So there really was a war on Christmas going on, and in response to that, we at American Family Associations thought, no, we're going to promote Christmas. It's a federal holiday, and most importantly, it's the birth of our Savior. We need to be proclaiming his message. And so we began to produce these buttons, and they just went crazy. We had a new button every year for several years, millions of buttons out there across the country celebrating Christmas. And this one was our most popular a few years back, which we brought back, and that is, as Walker said, Jesus, he came for you, mm-hmm. And underneath it says Merry Christmas. Now, Walker, tell folks how they can order the buttons that Brother Jerry's handing out all over Choctaw County.
Yes.
He also went to Branson and handed them all over Branson, too. So
he did.
Put buttons in 7 states.
Wow.
Sounds like a confession. A proud confession.
Yes.
Go ahead, Walker.
Yeah, here's how you can order. And by the way, today only, you get 15% off all button orders. So if you go to our website, I'm going to give it out. Any order when it comes to buttons, 15% off today only. But you can visit our website. This is the easiest way. Visit our website, afastore.net. afastore.net is the website, and I'll give out the phone number for those who prefer to call. 877-927-4917. 877-927-4917.
Now, does that ring here in Tupelo?
That rings our order center,
which is right down the hall. Right? Or is that ringing off campus?
We have a call center.
Okay, but we do have our store is located on campus, so sometimes folks who answer the phone aren't necessarily here.
Yeah.
But the how much do they cost? You didn't mention that, did you?
I did not mention that. It depends on how many you order. It starts with a pack of 10. They come in packs of 10.
Okay.
And
order 10, how much is it?
I want to say
$15.
Yeah, $15 for a pack of 10. And then the more packs you order, the more affordable the packs are.
And you get a 15% discount on top of that today only?
Right.
Wow. We need to up our price because we're not. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, $15, free shipping, pack of 10.
We want these buttons out there all over America, and we try to, and we make them as inexpensive as we possibly can because it's the message that counts. And you were sharing a story, Brother Jerry, about going to Branson and handing one out last week. I guess it was handing some buttons out last week, but you came across a lady who really needed that at that moment. Tell that story.
Well, we went into a restaurant, and the lady that was waiting on us, super nice person, and entering into a dialogue, just like Jesus in John chapter 4, you have to signal to people you want to talk to them. And so I just made a comment, and we started talking and joking with each other. And then I asked her, would it be all right to give you this button? Would it not offend you? And she looked at it, and she just smiled and lit up, and she said, I'd love to have that button. And she's a school teacher. She's working a second job at a restaurant, and she's also a Sunday school teacher. Mm. And she said, we're coming into the Advent season, and we're going to talk about God's gift. Jesus, he came for you, and that's exactly what the button said. Mm. And she just loved it. And she asked me, she said, you know, I want to get some buttons. I would like to give one to my students. She teaches the fourth and fifth grade at her church. And so right before I came into the restaurant, I just put two packs of buttons in my pocket, and I said, look, here's buttons for you and your students. And go to your pastor and show him this button and ask him to order buttons from American Family Radio. And it was just a blessing for her.
Amen. Yeah. Well, go to the website. Where they go, Walker, to order the buttons? It's very easy.
AFAstore.net.
Okay. Or if AFAstore.net, you can see the button there, too, if you haven't seen it on our Facebook or YouTube page by our live video stream into the studio here. Or they can go, if you want to pick up the phone right now, you can call, right?
That's right. 877-927-4917.
And you're telling me for 10 buttons, it's $15,
yes,
right? And that's today
then,
only.
Then you get 15% off of the.
For today only. Because today's our big promotional day for our buttons. Brother Jerry, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming and being with our staff today, sharing devotional. I know you're going to be on other programs today and being our number one ambassador.
Well,
for
the
buttons.
Joy is mine. Thank you, sir.
That's Brother Jerry Lawson, pastor from Ackerman, Mississippi, if you couldn't tell his accent.
It's
a very nondescript accent. Accent. You can't really tell where Jerry's from. I'm teasing with a brother. All right, so we will be back. We shall return in 5 minutes after the news. Fred, thank you, brother.
Great to be here.
Steve Jordahl is going to come in and talk to us, and Ray will return, Walker. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.